I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Moral dilemma, and I've come to the moral compass of America.
We do all three lie on different points of it.
We really do. Who is the farthest from center of the moral compass on the Slacker Show? On the count of three, we all point.
We have two hands?
Yeah, two hands.
So we were picking one person?
Bottom two people pick, who are the lowest on the moral compass of the Slacker Show.
I think we're all pretty high on morals.
I know, but somebody's got to be a little lower.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Absolutely no votes for Tiak and I.
Aaron, I just want you to know that I almost did two fingers at you.
Aaron?
So the fact that you're doing two fingers at me makes me really upset.
Tiak and I
have one pointing at me.
Every single person pointed one at Slacker and one at Aaron, and Aaron took both her hands and pointed them at Slacker. Wow, Tiak, do you feel good right now?
I feel like we need to leave.
This might get messy.
Okay, first off, me, but like...
I just think you both are willing...
If you thought you could do two, you would have done them both at Aaron, though, right?
I think you both are willing to like...
Play fast and
like
loose.
Like, you're willing to like throw money at things, and Aaron is willing...
That's not morally bankrupt. That's just like...
Well, let me explain my Aaron point, because I don't want anyone mad. She's just willing to... dig a little for the information she needs.
Not necessarily on moral, just curious.
Well, there are times when it crosses a moral boundary.
When you're soldering wires to make something like a camera look like a Kleenex box, you're crossing some lines.
Haven't done that.
Or when someone, like if I don't like to leave my email open around.
I would never do that around people I respect. Just for the record, you guys can leave your emails open.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
This is where...
I have Hack's password, and I haven't used it unmorally. Immorally,
that's good. That's good. Anyway.
Okay. So
she forced me to give it to her.
She does have your password, right?
Yeah, she needs it. She needs it. She told me she needs it.
This is what I'm saying. Wait, let's redo it. One, two, three. Everybody, two fingers at Aaron. Even you should be doing, okay. If you're at a grocery store and like you're letting them check you out, or you're at Target
Rare
or whatever, and they're
you.
Going, boop, 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 and they're doing the whole thing, and then you start to walk out and you're like, they never did the bottled water or the dog food or whatever on the bottom of the cart. Like, they missed
something.
Booping something. You gonna say something?
Depends. If it's over like $20, probably. Even if it's over $10, probably.
I would go the exact opposite way.
I had a similar, we were checking out something. It was a produce item and I had gotten organic. trying to eat more organic these days. And we went to type it in on the screen. We were self-checking out and it only gave us one option. So it's like
the non-organic.
Right. So it's, I'm not going to like weigh someone down and be like, sorry, we're buying the organic, whatever. So we just input the wrong one, but it was the only one that came up.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
But if they missed an item entirely, over 20 is when you would say something.
For sure, maybe over 10.
It's funny that your scale is a price scale, because for me, it's like the store. Target, Best Buy, if you don't scan it, that's your fault.
So like, it's a mom and pop, you're more likely to, even if
it's 50 cents, I'm paying for it. Absolutely.
At a mom and pop.
But like, I have absolutely gotten a Kindle for free because the guy at Best Buy forgot to mark it as I picked it up. That's not my fault. I went. I did everything accordingly.
I also actually have to retract my statement. Why? I do always say something. We were checking out at Nordstrom Rack, definitely a big corporation. And Dane wanted to buy like a Coke Zero with the shoes we were buying. And she didn't ring it up, and I told her. And so we had to stay there and ring it up and do the whole rigmarole again. And we could have just walked out with it.
I just want you to know that according to a survey, 33% of people wouldn't say anything.
Where did you stand, Hack?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of when it's happened in my life, and it's definitely in the drive-thru when they'll just hand you an extra Coke or something.
Everyone put on your shock faces.
And you're just like, thank you, thank you. And you, if you're handing it to me, I'm taking it, and I'm peeling out.
And that's a harder one to, like, you're not, like, standing there face-to-face with someone. They're right. just shoving you food, and they're getting out of there.
And then that's why I'm able to charge it to the game when they mess up later. Well, it's all, we're all playing, don't hate the player, hate the game, you know?
I thought of you today, because I'm considering ordering myself dinner tonight. But then I was like, what if I have to charge something to the game? I'll be so mad.
Okay, let me ask you this, because this actually happened to me. I have this huge house or whatever, and I needed a big, tall Christmas tree. So I go to the store that's not open on Sundays. It's not Chick-fil-A. Relax.
Schmobby.
You don't know Schmobby Lobby?
Oh, Schmobby Lobby. Schmobby. Mobby.
Schmobby Wasabi.
There we go.
So I go there, and their Christmas trees are 50% off.
They always are.
Well, it's every other week. So if you ever go to Schmobby Wasabi and whatever you want isn't on sale, leave, come back 1 week later.
And just check.
Because it's like there's just a rotating.
Interesting. Like, whatever. Okay.
So I go in, and this 12-foot tree is $800.
Okay. That's a good price.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's half off. So it's $400. Mm. So I go up. And I put the tree up there, and she goes, boop, and it goes $400. I'm like, there we go. And she's like, oh, Christmas trees are half off.
$200. Run out the door. Take it.
Yeah.
They don't need your money.
Schmobby Wasabi, we charge that bad boy to the game.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.